So, why did you come to church today? It's okay to be honest. Did you come willingly? Or did somebody else drag you here? Or did somebody maybe nag you into it? If you came willingly, did you come to satisfy a religious obligation? Or to maintain a family tradition? Or to connect with friends? Were you drawn here by an inner longing for communion with God? For a deeper understanding of God's word, God's will for your life? Or for the strength to do God's will? Or are you like the woman in today's gospel reading, bent over for years under the weight of all the stuff you're carrying around with you? All the anger and the pain, all the worries and the fears, all the sadness, the exhaustion that keep you down. Are you here because you are weighed down, worn out, used up, hoping to find relief? Well, imagine this. Put yourself in the position of that woman in today's gospel story. Imagine that for 18 years, you have dragged yourself out of bed every Sabbath, fought your daily battle to dress yourself, to fix yourself breakfast in spite of your twisted, pain-racked body, and shuffled through the dusty streets of your village to the synagogue. Bent over to half your height, you can't see the faces of those around you. You can't see the looks of scorn or pity or indifference in their eyes, nor can you lift your face to heaven, to the God who has apparently abandoned you. But still, you go to worship every Sabbath, because that's what you do on the Sabbath day. God has commanded it. It's central to your identity as one of God's people. And perhaps because some faint hope still remains that God may yet look on you with love and mercy. Now, as you enter the synagogue, you keep to the back in the shadows where you belong as one who is under God's curse. You listen to the visiting rabbi, Jesus, who has come to town, speaking about the coming of God's kingdom as if it were already here. And then, to your amazement, Jesus calls you forward. And like the dividing of the Red Sea, all the people in front of you move aside. And you shuffle forward, still bent over, but also twisting and craning your neck to catch a glimpse of Jesus as he tells you, you are set free from your illness. And then Jesus reaches out to you. He places his hands on your shoulders, and the healing warmth immediately flows all through your body. And the intolerable weight that has twisted and deformed you both physically and spiritually for 18 years just melts away. For the first time in what feels like forever, you find yourself standing straight and tall, lifting your hands to heaven and praising God. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Is that what you have come here for today? Well, you know, in the final analysis, it doesn't really matter what has brought you here today. Religious obligation, tradition, curiosity, a nagging parent or spouse, spiritual hunger, or sheer desperation. What matters is that you are here and that Jesus is here. Jesus is here right now. He is looking at you. He is looking deep into your soul. He sees the invisible chains that bind you. He sees the unseen burdens that twist and deform your body and your spirit. Jesus has come here. His Holy Spirit has brought you here for one reason: to set you free from Satan's bondage and from everything that is keeping you from living fully as the beloved, precious child of God that you are. As Jesus called the bent over woman in the middle of the synagogue service to come to him, Jesus is calling you now. Come to Jesus. Bring him your anger, all of it. He knows it. You can't hide it from him anyway. Bring him your hurts, your pains, your worries, your fears, every single one of them. Bring him your failed relationships, your disappointed dreams, your big and little losses. Bring him your broken heart. He understands because his heart was broken for you. Bring it all, everything that is weighing you down and keeping you bent over, and give it to him. Place it in his hands and let it go. Just let it go. And then listen as Jesus says directly to you, "My child, you are set free from your burden." And as he lays his hands on you, feel the liberating power of his love flow through you and fill you with his life, his strength, his peace. And we're going to do that right now. In our prayers of intercession and with the laying on of hands and anointing, your opportunity to experience the healing presence of Christ today.